Just an addendum now to stuff, Dara. I recorded the first bit of audio that I'm sneakily doing out on the balcony while Carl's talking about his phobia of watching movies, because he always has to go out and smoke a cigarette. And then someone just arrived at the door and Dave's letting them in. It's probably Dave, and it's probably not anyone new or exciting, so it's probably not even worth remarking on. And I've just killed the...
Don't want to be accepted.
You don't...
Don't want to be inflicted. What's the word? When they inseminated?
I don't want to be inseminated.
Inseminated by the films and then their ideas.
Want to be inseminated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Pete Buttigieg, so I'm probably fine. I know, I've seen most of his films and I'm probably fine with all of them. And that's why I'm happy that it's on, you're doing this.
Okay.
It's like watchable.
Because you've already been inseminated by them, so they're not going, they're not going to corrupt you.
Inseminate me, Peter Greenaway. Well, it's
something you achieve.
Again, I'm having flashbacks of, like, I remember when I came to New York and I hadn't been recording audio for a while and I'd forgotten how to do it in a kind of, in a subtle, non-intrusive way that didn't kill the conversation. I used to have this art down, like you could just get the phone out, start talking and everyone would continue on. But no, just as when I went to New York in late 2008, when I hadn't been doing the audio for a while, I've lost the skill of doing it and no one else is talking.
You seem to be doing all right.
Thanks.
We're still.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry. Yeah,
you're fine.
Yeah, I'll probably just. It's. I'm overthinking it.
You're too self-conscious.
Just put it down and just forget about it.
Just put it down.
Waving it around. Waving it around. Making us all very conscious of.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
Got it. Give a rat's ass. I've just been recorded for about 4 hours.
You've just been recorded like at work.
At my workplace, possibly.
Interviewing people with terminal cancer.
No, not today.
Not today. I thought you'd been doing that non-stop for the last sort of.
Do like 5 or 6 a week. Two a day at the most.
Oh, okay. And for the rest of the time you do regularly?
Whatever's the other
crap. All right, okay, yeah.
Not that big.
Why does the TAC care about terminal cancer?
No, different jobs.
Different job.
Oh.
The TAC cares about nothing except its bottom line. The TAC, everyone hates the TAC. They do this customer satisfaction survey every year, and basically it's an exercise in calling people up and saying, what do you think of the TAC? And everyone goes, it's crap. You're fucking crap. We hate you. And they go, thanks very much. Talk to you next year.
Part of their corporate.
They don't really care.
It's coming. Cancer's for, I don't know who that's for. Big Health or the Cancer Council.
I don't know who cancer's for.
For the cancer council.
No, I want bowel cancer.
And it's examining...
Yeah, I think there's not enough cancer. You know, I don't feel about cancer. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Especially like tit cancer, because it's got to do with titties.
Yeah. I think it gets a bad rap. I don't feel it's all bad.
You've made great inroads in the workplace in terms of like...
OH&S.
OH&S and people only interviewing like 5 or 6 terminal cancer patients at a time.
Two a day
at the most.
I've done some OH&S.
Yeah, which is very conscientious of you.
But it was my OH&S. I needed it for my own mental health.
It affected
like
him
3 or 4 a day sometimes. You go home and just like, and bottle and a half of wine later, I feel kind of human. It was quite traumatising that it made it so we had to do 2 a day.
I'm so pleased that I'm never ever going back to that horrible industry.
Yeah, leave me alone. Sorry, I've got a job.
Fuck knows what else I'm going to do, but...
Do anything, Tiger. The world is your lobster.
The world is my lobster. We're going to exchange, I think so.